Maryland cannot be strong if its largest city is weak. That's the message in two big proposals announced in recent weeks by Governor Larry Hogan and House Speaker Michael Bush. The University of Maryland, Baltimore applauds this embrace of our city. Governor Hogan's plan would tear down large swaths of Baltimore's vacant row homes, long blighting and isolating city neighborhoods. The bulk of the promised money would support redevelopment. Meanwhile, Speaker Bush is developing a package of initiatives to spark renewal in some of Baltimore's poorest neighborhoods. We understand the package includes such measures as renovating rec centers and community parks and giving Baltimore employers incentives to develop job training programs. Especially welcome here at the university is a proposal encouraging anchor institutions like UMB to demolish decaying vacants close to campus and turn them into properties that stimulate neighborhood development. Another would help anchor institutions do business with companies located inside the city and ones that hire city workers. No one yet knows exactly how these proposals will be operationalized. The devil, as they say, is in the details. But I am tremendously encouraged by this political will on both sides of the aisle to restore Baltimore to her greatest days. For the University of Maryland, Baltimore, I'm Jay Perman.